Do you glorify God or go down the rabbit hole of overwhelm when you're in a crisis situation? Today, I share about a water crisis in my personal community and how we have shifted our focus from physical water into living water. I give God thanks for Lex Martinez 00, who left a 5-star review entitled Perfect Encouragement. It says, Corey has a way of making you feel like she's talking directly to you. She brings encouragement, joy, and practical tips to motherhood. Please never stop making new episodes. We need you. Thank you, Corey. You're so welcome, Lex. Beloved, I am so grateful for you, and thank you for leaving that review. It helps encourage me, testify to future listeners, and positions you to be featured in our weekly newsletter. So head over to Apple Podcast, leave your very own review, because I would love for you to be the next feature. For today, let's explore how to shift a burden into a blessing with a simple 3-step process. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur. And I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you. So grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hello there, Coach Corey here. I am really, really excited to share with you a personal experience I recently had. How God took a perceived burden and showed me that it was actually a blessing. And really the higher level context of this is, how do we glorify God in a challenging situation, in a crisis situation? In my small town, we've been walking through exactly that. We recently had a breach in our water system, and because of that, we were all given a boil water only notice. So if you're unfamiliar with that, it simply means that before we can consume any of the water, or we should be working with the water in any capacity, cooking, brushing your teeth, drinking, all those sort of things, we should boil the water first for a certain period of time and then let it cool to the temperature that you need it for consumption. This means everything takes more time. This means everything is a little more challenging. This means many people are tempted to partner with overwhelm, anxiety, stress. And although that one incident may seem somewhat insignificant to certain people, when you do this day upon day for a week to 10 days, you start to see people become fatigued and tired. They're not able to bathe themselves like they normally would or brush their teeth. Some people have ongoing worries and fears around, how long have I been drinking this water? How long has this breach occurred? And those sort of things. And what I've noticed is that when you're in a circumstance like this, you can really choose to see it as a physical crisis, in this case, a physical water crisis. You simply have to survive, or you can see it as a challenge where you have an opportunity to overcome the crisis, or you can do what is my recommendation, and that is to collaborate with Christ and leverage your connection with Jesus to indulge in compassion and bless the people that are walking through this experience. So if you are a note taker, today is a great day to get out that handy dandy pen and notebook and take some notes. Number one, we're going to talk about the physical water crisis. Number two, we're going to talk about the spiritual water challenge. And number three, we're talking about the living water collaboration. It's so interesting because this past week, I was speaking with some leadership, and they were talking about the corners of your fields. When we go into the Bible, there are stories in there that will talk about the gleaners and how they are able to glean some of the crop from the land. Also, back in the day, they would leave the corners uncut, unharvested, so that those were in need could access that crop. And so it was a beautiful way for those that had an abundance to get what they needed and then save some of that to contribute to the community that was in need. So that conversation happened earlier in the week. And then when we went to church this past Sunday, Pastor Alyssa was talking about an abundant harvest, but the laborers being few. And when she was talking about that beautiful, powerful sermon, the biggest takeaway that God downloaded to me in that moment was how there are so many things that go to waste unnecessarily. And it's because we are often unwilling to answer the call. So today I want to unpack that with you a little bit. Why does that happen? What is the direct correlation between this perceived water crisis that I am encountering in my local community and the opportunity to collaborate with Jesus? I'm intentionally going to keep this a shorter episode because I really want you to sit with it and identify what is it in your life that you could do differently to impact what you have available to you. So for us, we have this physical water crisis, which is the first thing we're going to unpack. And two things that I noticed. One is how people are handling the situation. And two is the reason why they are handling it that way. And if I were to summarize those, I would say lack and inconvenience. There is a perceived lack of water in our community right now. But God is so good, and we're going to get to that in a moment. So what I have heard from many community members are things like, I don't have enough water. How am I ever going to survive? Where am I ever going to get what I need for my family when nobody else has enough? And as you can tell, that language is rooted in lack. It's rooted in not having enough. And the second part of this is, it's simply inconvenient. So if finances are not a challenge for somebody, it may be the time that is a challenge. Because generally, people have more of one of those in abundance than the other. You generally have a lot more time and not as much money, or you have a lot more money and not as much time. Now, that's not always the case, but generally speaking, we've observed that as a trend in humanity as a whole. When we focus on lack, it's that we don't have enough of something. When we focus on inconvenience, it means it's consuming more of our time than we would prefer. It's inconvenient to fill the water, boil it, let it sit, have it cool down to the temperature before you can use it. Now, the second part of this is the spiritual water challenge. When we meet a physical need, like we did in our community this week when we were delivering water, it opens up an opportunity to have a conversation around a spiritual need. When we were delivering water, for example, I had the incredible experience to pray with a specific person who had a need in her life, both physical and spiritual. But I would have never knocked on her door without an invitation and invited myself in to talk to her about a spiritual need. But a physical need dissolved that barrier in an instant. So I was able to bring her the water and eventually pray with her, learn a little bit about her life, and find out some additional needs she had that I have capacity to fill through myself directly or the connections that I've made in my community. So it is important when we see a physical crisis that somebody's having, if we can fulfill that need, it opens up the door to provide a spiritual need. Once we provided a solution with this physical crisis, we were then able to provide the spiritual need. We were aware of their challenge and we were able to provide the need. So that's the first step. When you identify the spiritual challenge, you locate the need and you include the community. I was able to bring the water, locate the needs, and share that with my community members so as neighbors, we could help this person out. I also was able to celebrate with a neighbor the things they were already doing for this person and enjoy and delight in the incredible God-fearing people that are in my community. The third part is the living water collaboration. I think of the word of the Lord. I think of revelation from God. I think of an opportunity for us to not just meet someone in their geographic location or online, but to pray for them, intercede on behalf of them when they don't even know it's happening. It's this ongoing opportunity where we get to leverage our relationship with Jesus and indulge compassionately with him to help other people in the community. We have three main steps and two main points for each of those today. I just want to summarize. Number one, when we are going from a burden to a blessing and we're glorifying God in the process, we first need to identify the physical crisis. And number one, determine where people are perceiving lack. And number two, determine where they are having or experiencing an inconvenience. Number two, determine the spiritual challenge. So when someone's in a crisis, we need to know, what is that challenge? Number one, you will locate the need. Number two, include the community, because you don't have to do it alone. And number three is a living water collaboration. Number one, leverage Jesus. And number two, indulge compassionately. When we do this, we can shift from experiencing a crisis to engaging and accepting the challenge. And from there, we can beautifully collaborate with Christ to provide that living water that so many are craving. They just don't know that it's Jesus that they need. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity to identify needs in our communities, become clear on what the perceived crisis is, accept the challenge, and collaborate with you. God, you are good. You are good all the time. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.